One simple truth that will help you persevere through the toughest times. It's straight ahead on Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at the book of James and the need to demonstrate a faith that works if you're going to share it with others.
John, James chapter 1 begins by talking about the trials of life, times of testing and temptation, where we need to persevere for this reason. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Yeah. One simple truth that helps you persevere through the toughest times. Remember, the goal is the goal.
The goal is the goal. All right, that sounds almost too simple, Alec.
I've played soccer, John, most of my life, and right now I'm even coaching my son Asher's team. One of the keys to coaching is to make sure people understand the basics. Whatever else you do, you must remember the goal is the goal.
And of course, in the game of soccer, that's quite literal.
It's true. In 1994, I played on Moody Bible Institute's national championship-winning team.
And Alec is not the least bit proud of that, folks.
Our coach, Joe Harding, did a great job. He kept the players focused on the goal, glorifying God and going for the title.
And God promises a heavenly reward for every believer who perseveres under trial.
Can you imagine what's waiting for every faithful follower of Christ? The crown of life. The Apostle Paul writes these words in Philippians 3, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. James was writing to believers who were hurting, so he wanted to encourage them to persevere, remembering the goal is the goal, the crown of life.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Enjoy this feature on your mobile device with our web app, available at reasonwhy.org. Reasonwhy.org.